Pam Tallman reading Lost in Space. Two nights a week, I take water aerobics at Marina High School's outdoor pool with its glorious chipped tile, rust-stained bottom, and water so cold it makes your nipples stand at attention. One Tuesday after class, a half dozen of us stayed in the water. As I floated in lazy circles, one of the women said, "There it is, do you see it?" I searched the night sky. "Wow, I see it." Not articulate, but those were the only words I could muster when I spotted the International Space Station floating among the stars. At an altitude of 254 miles from here to Las Vegas, the fast-moving speck of light was visible for 4 minutes. I enjoyed the irony of our heavenly bodies looking up at those heavenly bodies. Okay, full disclosure, the bodies of a group of 60-plus-year-old women with our cottage cheese thighs, saddleback hips, and no small amount of back fat actually can't be categorized as heavenly, but for the purpose of the story, please play along. As I floated, not feeling my weight, and for once not worrying about it, I wondered if the people on the space station wondered about me down here the way I wondered about them. I became lost in my own space, which reminded me of a t-shirt I once saw that said, "I keep hitting the space bar, but I'm still on Earth." Yet for a moment, I was no longer on Earth. I was on the space station, floating among those heavenly bodies in the night sky. Or at least in my mind, I was up there making discoveries, looking down on our little planet. In a way, we're all floating in our own little orbits on a journey of discovery, waiting to see what wonder will happen next. Ray Bradbury said, "It's good to renew one's wonder. Space travel has made children of us all." And at that moment, I felt that wonder. And no one is immune to the lure of space. Elon Musk said, "I would like to die on Mars, just not on impact." My thoughts began to race, spinning around in my mind, bringing me back to Earth, to my interior space, which I believe is even bigger, more mysterious than the universe. As children, we are all told to reach for the stars. But here, floating in the pool, I looked around and realized the real stars were all around me. The thriving cancer survivor, her hair just now growing back. The struggling divorcee with 3 kids. The 80-year-old widow who squeezes in this class between Pilates and personal training. The businesswoman who routinely works 60-hour weeks and never complains. The retired teacher with arthritis who comes to class despite the pain. These are the stars that really matter. These are the people I should be looking up to. Suddenly, I no longer wanted to be on the space station. I wanted to be exactly where I was, floating happily in my own orbit, circling these truly heavenly bodies.